Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob for today's Jesus Stories segment, and we're beginning story 10 today. Yesterday finished up story 9, the miracles of Jesus. Now we're on to story 10, the Sermon on the Mount. We should be able to do this today and tomorrow and have a fresh start next Monday on story 11, but let's stay in the moment and not get ahead of ourselves. Let's focus on what we're going to hear today. This story is called the Sermon on the Mount. For many people, Christian and non-Christian, this is the summary of what Jesus' way is all about, the kingdom of God. This is a description of the kingdom of God, the Sermon on the Mount. It includes everything you need to know. Look at chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew for a comprehensive reading. But let's see how Pearl Buck handles this from her great book, The Story Bible. And here's the Sermon on the Mount. There were those who followed the letter of the law and those who followed the spirit of it, as expressed by Jesus. When Jesus went again to the shores of Galilee, people flocked after him from Jerusalem and all the land of Judea. They came to him from the countryside and towns of Galilee and from beyond the river Jordan. They heard of him in Tyre and in Sidon and in Syria. And they came to see him with their sick and their diseased and all those who were possessed by devils that tormented their souls. Jesus cured them in their dozens and their scores, and in their hundreds. He healed the palsied and the epileptic. He drove off pain and demons and even death itself. It became impossible for him to reach all those who came to him. A time came when he had to ask his disciples to have a boat always waiting for him, just offshore, so that he could preach from there in case the crowd pressed so heavily upon him that he could not teach or heal. And by now his fame was very great, and he had healed so many people that countless numbers came to crowd upon him so that he might touch and cure them. At last, it became obvious that he could not do his work without others to help him, not only with his preaching, but with his healing. Many men had followed him and were following him still, men who called themselves disciples because they believed in him and loved him. But of them, all he had only chosen four to do his work. He knew now that he would have to make a further choice. One night, he went alone up to a mountain to pray, and he passed the entire night in prayer to God his Father. When it was day, he called off all his disciples. He called them to him and named the 12 whom he had chosen to be his apostles. These men were to be with him when they could help him by being near at hand, and to be sent out at other times to preach in the many places he would not be able to reach if he worked alone. When they came to him, he gave to them the power to heal all manner of sickness and disease, and the authority to cast out unclean spirits or demons. Now the names of the apostles he chose are these: Simon, to whom he had given the name of Peter; Andrew, Simon Peter's brother; James and John, the sons of Zebedee; Philip, and his friend Bartholomew, who was also called Nathanael; Thomas, and Matthew, who had been a publican; another James, the son of Alphaeus; another Simon, who was a Canaanite; Judas, also called Thaddeus, who was the brother of the second James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. When Jesus came down the mountain with the chosen 12, he once again saw crowds of people waiting for him. Goodness flowed out of him as the people pressed around and touched him, and he healed all those who were diseased and troubled with unclean spirits. But seeing the great multitude and knowing that he would see many more like it in the months to come, he decided that he would wait no longer to teach his disciples all he could. He went up into the mountain again with his chosen 12. There he seated himself. He began to speak, and even as he spoke, the crowds came up to listen. But they did not disturb him as he taught the 12. "Know this," he said, "and remember always. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who feel their spiritual need, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the humble, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of their righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall abuse you,
can you say it again?
And persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted were the prophets who were before you. For once the great crowd listened in absolute silence as Jesus went on speaking to his 12 disciples and explaining to them what manner of men he wanted them to be for their own sakes and his. "You are the salt of the earth," he said. "But if the salt has lost its flavor, how can it be made salty again? It is then fit for nothing but to be thrown away and trodden underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city that is built upon a hill cannot be hidden. Men do not light a candle and then hide it. They put it on a candlestick, so that it gives light to everyone in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For whoever shall break the least of the commandments and teaches other men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do them and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say to you that unless your uprightness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." We'll pause there for the first half of the 10th Jesus story in our 24 story extravaganza, the Sermon on the Mount, Part A. Have a blessed Thursday. If you're around Arthur, don't forget Free Friday Market tomorrow. We could use all the help we can get, especially with donations of food, but also hands and feet. I may see you there. If not, make these 2 days the 2 days you've been longing for. And then go into Saturday with a truly holy aura.